Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together. Hello, this is Brenda. And before we start, we wanted to let you know that this episode contains mentions of suicide. If you or someone you know is at risk, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline for support at 800-273-8255.
Well, hello, my witchy poo. I'm reporting from the beach today. How are you?
Not that good. I'm doing great, but not as good as you in your new home.
Not as good. I know. It's so great. I'm getting a tan in December. Who does that?
The Vibe Satellite Office.
Oh my gosh. I wish. Yeah, Suzanne and I just bought a little condo near my new office, and it's really close to the beach, and it's amazing. I mean, I have a lot of sand everywhere. Don't make me give you a map about where all the sand is, but it's everywhere.
Beach life over me,
and of course, my fluffy dog. But anyway, it's super lovely. So I thought we'd start out with something light and friendly like that to get into this topic today.
All right, Jumpin' Jack, what do you got to say?
Jumpin' Jack, oh my goodness. So it's been a very interesting, I think, week for both of us. And we had a question come in from a very lovely woman named Krista. And I think it has launched, as I say that from the Space Coast, it has launched into a really important topic for the time.
And I think especially in this intense time and holiday and new year pressure and all that gets cooked up, I think this is really important.
Yeah. Nothing says the holiday time frame like suicide, unfortunately, because I think that's a time. I mean that it is a time, especially again, like you said, like now people are struggling, they're having a hard time. And so anyway, let's get into the question and we can start sharing with everybody the conversation that we actually just had, because it was really amazing. I wish it would have been recording, but we will do a redo. And this is just what we do. We talk about these things in real life and then, we should have hit record. We should call this episode, we should have hit record. So here's the question. Even when I'm in a really relaxing place, I can still be funny. Okay, so our friend Krista says, hello. Well, hello, Krista. First, I want to say thank you both. Julie, I love the way you express your thoughts. I love these people. I feel like I can relate so much to you. Thank you, Krista. And Brenda, I wish I had a friend like you to help me cope and keep a positive perspective. And you know what it is? It's, and Krista, I'm not judging, but all the crazy ones relate to me. And they all want Brenda.
Well, that's why we're doing the podcast. There's something for everybody.
I was going to steal some DNA from you, but go ahead, listen to the podcast. Either one, whatever you pick. Okay. So Krista says, and I apologize, I'm reading from my phone and I'm old and blind. She says, my question is about suicide. I had a friend take his own life last March. He was a wonderful person. I really can't imagine. Oh, just devastating.
So hard.
Tearing up already on this. He was a wonderful person. I really can't imagine having a connection and a friend I could trust like that again. Okay. I went to a medium for a tarot reading, wondering about my future. The company we worked at together bullied us both and was a huge part of what happened to him. I still work there with these people. Listening to you has helped me cope. Sorry, I'm rambling. Sister, you are not rambling.
No.
In fact, nobody needs to ever apologize for how long their notes are or if they think they're rambling.
Just know it takes me longer to get back to you on the DMs.
It does take longer. Suzanne calls me a rambler, so that's probably why I say don't apologize. She stopped leaving people voicemails, honey. You talk too much. I'm like, ugh, Anyway, sorry I'm rambling. The medium looked behind me and told me a gentleman was standing behind me. She described him some, and I knew it was my friend. It shocked me, as I was not expecting anyone to come to me. They always come, baby. They are always around you. She said, he said, I'm not burning in hell or anything. I love him already.
Oh my God.
That made me smile because I needed to hear that, even though I really don't believe anyone does. Same, Krista. It seemed like something he would say. It didn't seem like the medium would use those words. Listen, any medium or reader that is worth their salt, hopefully doesn't tell you in their words what they think. They're supposed to be a medium. They're supposed to be helping, guiding you. But I really appreciate she was paying attention to that.
Yeah, she sounds very aware.
Very aware. Okay, then she said he had a really hard lesson to learn. Nah, no shit. Since he took his own life, did he fail? Okay, so here we're getting to the questions. So we got the story now with the questions. So there's several. One is, since he took his own life, did he fail? The second question is, was the suicide what needed to happen to teach a lesson? By the way, fan-fucking-tastic questions. We're going to go back to the questions in just a second, but I just want to finish what she said. She goes, I was so stunned, I didn't think to ask her more. Also, after listening to you, and by you, I'm sure it's Brenda. By the way, she didn't write that. That's me adding it.
It was a collective you.
It was a collective you. Also, after listening to you / Brenda, I really feel that if anyone could answer this, you guys / Brenda could. Thank you for your time. Krista, red heart, purple heart, red heart. The purple heart was for you. I don't know if she knew that, but it was for you.
Krista, thank you. And just so sorry that your friend jumped. That's always hard. And then to imagine how they must have suffered before having made that choice can be doubly hard, especially for the friend, because you're like, what could I have done? How could I have helped? What did I miss? Those questions are real and they stay with us. So I just want to say that. And I'm so happy that you had a good reader, right? That's such a gift. And that your friend came through so clearly. And so well done on him. Well done on the reader. So lots of blessings here that cannot go unnoticed. So that's what I'd say about that. Now, I don't know what she saw for his hard lessons, but chances are that suicide was not part of the plan. It's not typically part of the plan. It's always an option. And many of us have suicides in our past. That's a thing because it's on the menu. Mm-hmm. It's on the menu. And obviously it doesn't come highly recommended. There are karmic costs to it. And not because you're going to burn in hell, as your friend so eloquently pointed out, but think of the damage you've done in relationships and broke trust and things like that. And you didn't get to finish some things. And that is Lulu barking at the closet.
Hi, Lulu, baby.
So that does happen. But the other thing...
Okay, welcome to Lulu Land.
Well, the neighbor dogs are out, so she's protecting me. I feel very safe and slightly annoyed. But that's what I would say. Suicide is not like, hey, it's one of your challenges you're going to have in this lifetime. It's never assigned that way. And it is always an option. Does that answer the question?
I think it answers one question. I think you kind of answered the other one, but I just want to bring it back up because I thought, because mm-hmm. she had two. And she said, hold on, stupid ass phone. Okay, she said... really, in a small type. I mean, let's be honest, people. It does not get easier as we get older when it comes to vision. She said, since he took his own life, did he fail?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, not any more than any of us fail in our school. There are all kinds of lessons we do over and over. But if we stay, we get a chance to do them over and over. He had some lessons, had some struggles that he didn't stick around to finish. That's all. He just got an incomplete. He'll be reassigned.
He got an incomplete. I like that. I like on a grade card, I'd rather see an I than an F.
Yeah, exactly. He did not fail.
He did not fail.
And I do... My understanding is that when you do make that choice, you then have different lessons to learn. So you're like, oh, okay, so we're going to have some sort of better communication next time around, more resilience, and you'll have things to build that in that life, in the next life, which may be harder, maybe easier, but you'll have the support system around you to make it work.
And I think that leads us to very quickly before we go to a break, because I think we need to set this up. I know that's what you wanted to do. Somehow I can read your mind, even though you told me that was rude. You said you told me that about 8 years ago. That was rude.
It is rude.
It is rude. as she giggles. But I think what we should do is broaden this out, because the questions, at least that Krista had, there's some assumptions from this about her friend. And one of the assumptions is that this was a conscious choice for him. Now, there are people who make those conscious choices. Mm-hmm. And then there are people who have some visitors that can try to get them to make this choice.
Right. Sometimes it's an influence situation. Sometimes it's conscious choice. And we'll talk more about that when we're back from this break.
You had to. You just had to do it yourself, didn't you? Fine.
Total Wine, oh, Total Wine, how wondrous a selection. Fine gifts galore and so much more, and elves to answer questions. Wine, spirits, beer, how lovely are the prices here.
Come explore your new savings wonderland. Total Wine and More is now open at the Tacoma Mall. Drink responsibly, B21.
A single mother brutally murdered in her own home.
This was a headline-grabbing homicide.
One of her daughters IDs the suspect. The accused killer sent to prison. End of story, right? Not even close.
If you could ask anything, what would you ask me?
Are you the real killer?
Listen to The Real Killer every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this may be hard to believe, but things are getting better. They'd better be, and especially now, everyone is searching for better. We've had more time to think about making our lives better, maybe a better job at a better company, a better commuting time to get to better family dinners. You can have a better chance of bettering yourself with a better online education at University of Massachusetts Global, a better university with better courses, instructors, and support, all so you can better yourself. Better enroll now at umassglobal.edu, formerly Brandman University.
And welcome back.
Thank you.
To Jumping Jack.
Oh, yes. I did it again because I'm looking at you. This is, I can't help it.
Oh, mercy. Oh, my dear. So you bring us back.
I know. What was so interesting, the timing of Krista's note, her questions, her story. And by the way, Krista, thank you so much. And maybe there'll be more the second half of this podcast. I might even add more food for thought for you. But it certainly did for me, because the serendipitous timing of it was, Brenda, you and I just helped a friend of mine, Jack, through mm-hmm. something like this. And not like some, it wasn't a phone call. Nobody was crying out, like literally crying out, like over the telephone.
Yeah.
Which happens. Yes,
which can happen.
Which happens. Yeah. We don't have that type of hotline in the physical world, but clearly we have that hotline in the spiritual world, because what transpired this earlier this week was a hotline.
Yeah, I mean, we were just talking after a recording session. We were done and we were just chit-chatting.
Shooting the shit. Yeah. Chit-chat, shoot the shit. Same thing. And it was interesting because I was talking about my friend Jack, and he has some health stuff, you know, and I just made this comment, and it wasn't planned. It wasn't premeditated. I just said, yeah, I just hope we can just keep Jack alive. And you, what did you do? What did you say? Because I could tell a story.
Well, do you want to go ahead? Do you tell a better story than okay. I do? Well, I'm just the facts, ma'am.
No, these are all facts. They just do them with a voice inflection. It doesn't take away from a fact just because I have enthusiasm.
Okay, go, Miss Enthusiasm.
Okay, well, you said you sat there and did. I love when you do this. You like stop. All everything stops. All muscle movement. Everything. It's amazing. And you're like, he's in trouble. You need to talk to him, and you need to tell him that it is actually in his hands. And he invited it in, and he has control over this. And I'm like, what? I was like, okay. But clearly on some level, I knew something. Otherwise, I wouldn't have said anything, right?
Right. There's only one way out of this game. We're all going to die. I buried the lead. There it is. We're done, right?
Right.
And what was different about what I saw for him is that he was inviting in spirits. Like he, either through searching or invocation or just being open in, you know, dark ways, he was inviting them in, which is different than when they come after you. And so karmically, so I was just like, hey, karmically, he's accountable for that and he can do something about that. This is not like an inevitable thing. He's got to jump now. That wasn't it at all. And to make the distinction is important. And that's all I said. You just have to make sure he understands what he's doing. Because I don't think he did.
He didn't. And then you also said, you said one other thing about it. Oh, and I said, well, can he get out of this? And you said, yes, but it's going to take a lot of work.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. So...
And he's not afraid of hard work, right? That's not...
Oh, no. Jack is not afraid of any hard work. And yeah. So the next day, I'm on the phone. We're chit-chatting. I said, oh, by the way, since I have you, I think is what I said. Since I summoned you, now I can actually tell you what it is that I wanted to tell you. And not, by the way, like a metaphysical guy, none of that kind of stuff. He very much lives in the physical world, I think, is the best way to put it. So we have this conversation, and I tell him, I said, listen, I didn't even really do much smoothing, like... paving before I said it. I just kind of went into it, pieces of it. And so he acknowledged it and understood it, which I thought was really fascinating. And so we ended up having a really long talk. And one thing that I think is a really very helpful spiritual gift is when you can, for me, I close my eyes when somebody's telling me a story, I can actually see things. I can see them. I can see things that are happening, even things they don't see.
Right.
And I know what you said. You said this isn't his first go around. In fact, it's not his first go around even on this planet. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did say that.
That was the other part. Because he's that smart, too. Like, he's what you would think. What the movies have told us how smart aliens are, that actually there's some truth to that. He's like highly intelligent. So we have this conversation. He acknowledges it. He said that he goes, what time did you guys have this conversation? Like, that's how. For him, what he would call coincidental. I don't think he'd use that word anymore. And I said about 5 o'clock Eastern. So that night, he was actually sitting in bed. He woke up early, like two, three in the morning, and heard voices screaming at him.
Yep.
And he had a gun up to his head. So just so everybody knows, we're working very closely with him. He's actually amazing now. He now says, I've never been this happy or this peaceful in my life. Mm. And he's not young.
I'm so glad.
Right. It's amazing. So I won't go through all the details about it, but he was able to work through it. He actually said to me, I don't know much about crystals, never really been into them, but I just had this feeling that there might be something that could help me, maybe just to remind me to fight back, because he was ready to fight. And of course, being the elf that I am, I'm like, black tourmaline. And the odd thing that had happened is that I was sorting tourmaline before we had this conversation. There were three pieces I put in my pocket. I didn't know. I just listen now, you know, when I'm told to do something is do it. And I put them in my pocket. Not that I don't have enough at the house. That's what makes it ironic, right? So we were, and I said, well, funny thing is I had these three pieces, I'll send them to you, whatever. And then also selenite. When he got the black tourmaline, he felt it. And he's like, I feel this. He goes, it is like a weapon against these dark forces. He goes, now I have them. I keep one in my pocket, bedside table, and in my car. And like within days is this major believer in it because he feels that it has contributed to his happiness, his peacefulness, the things that we all strive for.
Well, he is a huge channel and very sensitive. So it makes sense just as much as he would hear the voices, he would feel the protection. And can we just get the gun out of the house?
I know.
It's not about not having rights, but how about a safety deposit box, right? Just because there's one more step before in case we get on that slippery slope.
Wouldn't it be nice, actually, if there were a box like that, that would check your heart rate or something like that? And because you know that if that's what's happening, if your heart rate is racing and all of these biometric things start to happen when this either darkness or dark thoughts, suicidal thoughts, wherever they are, that's bound to happen, and that it wouldn't let you in. Like, how great would that be? Because we lose so many people.
Because of a flash.
Because of a flash, and it's a gun, because they have something handy. And again, we're not here to fight about anybody's Second Amendment rights. It's not an issue.
We're just trying to save people from that flash.
Right.
Because I've had those sessions where the spirits come back and they say, I didn't realize I couldn't undo this, especially when they're children. I didn't realize I couldn't undo this, whether it was people don't just commit suicide by a gun. This one in particular I'm thinking about was a child who hung herself in the closet. I just wanted to be out of pain and I didn't know I couldn't undo it. And anyhow.
I've had a few of those too. And they all are like, if I just had another moment.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like whether it is in your own mind, right? Like, I can't take this. I can't take the pain. Or if it's the voices, I have not heard anybody that said, I'd do it again.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd do it sooner.
Yeah. Not one. Mm-hmm. And you've talked to way more spirits than I have, but I'll tell you, in my limited experience, I have not heard one say, hell yes.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good plan. Yeah, that was a good plan. They just like, look, it's done. And then it just comes the apologies.
Right. And in this case, what I'd like to be able to do is, again, I'm planning for breaks today. It's weird.
It's a whole new world.
The world is upside down. But I'll tell you that there are things that people can do. And we're going to get to that in the next segment. Things that people can do if they are struggling or fighting with either, whether it's mental health or it's spiritual attacks, to try to get that moment where you or know how to fight it.
You just get that break.
Know how to fight to get that break, because I will tell you, and I never witnessed something what I've witnessed this week in my life, which is somebody who now looks 10 years younger because he decided to fight, says words like, I've never been happier, has started like a new life for himself. And he gave himself that opportunity. He allowed himself to fight, be like, oh no, I can't do this. I have to fight these in his voices, right? Yeah. So why don't we take a break and come back? And I think, Brenda, you have an amazing story and amazing advice for everybody.
Okay. No pressure. Okay, we'll be right back.
And now we are back from, I'm going to call it my break. Okay. In fact, I'm going to call all the breaks in the show. This is a Julie break show.
Nice. Jumping Jack, subtitle.
Jumping Jack. Try to bring in a little lightness in the really heavy stuff. And before we just really quickly, I will also say that in this last week, we were actually, when Jack and I spent so much time talking about all this, there was a lot of lightness that was in there. And I think that's a really important component for people. We took it seriously, but there was some not like jovial, fold your body over laughing, crying thing, but just a few little comments and things to keep things light. Because I think for him, he felt that if it got too serious, he got darker.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But you told me a story that, by the way, I had never heard until today. You pulled a Black Panther story on me today.
I did. So when my elf shared this reporting back on Jack, I said, I actually recognize that position of being told very dark thoughts when I was doing a spirit messages session. And the first message that I gave, and this has never happened before, it's never happened since, where the message I gave, the person acknowledged that the message was hers, but rejected it and said, I don't want to hear from that spirit. She didn't use those words, but, and I was like thrown. I'm like, why are you here?
did she say, I don't want to hear from that bastard? I mean, what exactly did she say?
I actually think she said, I reject that.
Oh, interesting.
Or don't talk to me sort of thing. The whole thing was a little odd. And, you know, look, I get you don't get to choose who you hear from and that's like who shows up. And so what happened is that evening we were hosting an event at the house. So when Davina came back home and we were getting ready for the thing, and I was feeling very anxious. And like when you're throwing a party, there's some level of like, I got to get everything ready, but this was different. And so I went upstairs, like just to gather myself, and sat on the edge of the bed and was like, okay, what is going on? And saw in front of me very clear steps of how to kill myself. These are the steps you'll take. This is what you'll do. This is where you'll go. This is how you'll do it. And I was like, I don't know what's going on. Like, this is like, it's one thing to see it, but all the information went in. I don't know how else to explain that. It went in and I knew I was in trouble. And so as we have like 40 people downstairs, I went and got David and I just said to him, do not leave me alone. I think this spirit that got rejected has attached to me, and I can now understand why she did not want to speak to this spirit, but I am that myself, so don't leave me alone. And God bless that man. He did not leave my side.
Thank God.
Oh, he's just such, you can't even talk about that. He's such a beautiful man. And, you know, usually as hostesses, you have to like divide and conquer, you know, to welcome everyone and get everybody what they need. That was not the case. We moved as one unit the entire night. And then after everyone left, it was a situation where obviously I pulled out everything. I grabbed my grandmother's rosary, white angelica, black tourmaline, selenite, like black tourmaline at my feet, selenite sweeping over and over.
White angelica, just so everybody knows, is an essential oil if you're not familiar with it.
It's a blend of 27 oils done by Young Living, but it's a very high frequency. It's obviously prayer protection, everything else. And then, of course, talking to the spirit in a way that where I was not in receiving mode, right, after I pulled everything out, that said, who do you need to get you where you need to go? I'm not operating as a medium anymore. You don't have permission to come through me. I'm setting boundaries. Let's get you where you need to go. And it is not my job. Because sometimes as medium, that is how you will serve. But in that case, I was not the appropriate vessel. So the first thing I would say is ask for help. That's the first thing I did. I went downstairs, grabbed David and said, this is what's going on. I'm okay, but I am not myself. Do not let me be alone. Like, just stay with me. And the thing is, I can't even say enough about how extraordinary this man was in this moment, always, but in this moment, because he's never happier than when we have a house full of friends, right? And we ended up like going to a completely different part of the house, you know, trying to have dinner by ourselves, even though there's a whole room full of people. It was just so sweet and so much kindness. But that's how brave you have to be to ask for something extraordinary when you need help. You have your list, who you can talk to, who you can call on, and they don't have to have the solution, but they have to be willing to stay with you as you find the solution, perhaps together, perhaps wait for a professional, whatever it is. But that has to be the first step.
I cannot believe how speechless I am, and I know the story now. So yes, it's funny, is the first time when you were telling me, I was thinking to myself, oh my gosh, how powerful to ask for help. That's why there are, frankly, suicide hotlines. I'm not sure if suicide hotlines know how to deal with demonic energy.
You know, they would have drugged me, right? And said I was psychotic, which when you don't have information, that's of course how it shows up. And I've always said our mental institutions are filled with people who some are psychotic and some are amazing mediums and don't have any boundaries.
Correct.
But I actually had boundaries, but it was the rejection that the spirit experienced. I don't know if that spirit's always like that. Don't care to know, but you know.
Yeah. Yes, that spirit can fuck off. So if somebody experiences, like you experience this, and you luckily trained, gifted in this space and knew what to do, right? So somebody who's not, the first thing is to ask for help. And if you have it in you to try to discern, are these your thoughts or someone else's voices? Like at least with Jack, knew that they were voices.
Yeah. And for me to feel the outside voices come inside, like to feel those steps be integrated. I can still recall those steps like that because they went in. Now they're not there anymore, but I remember them because it's like a memory and it's extraordinary.
So what does somebody do then?
They just ask for help, and help can be, as I said, a professional, but someone who can check you and say, does this sound like something you want to do? Is this a passing thought? Are you aware of this or do you feel activated? Because that'll tell you what level of support you need.
Right. Because being activated like that is pretty serious.
Yes. And even if you are aware of it and it gets activated, that doesn't mean you don't need to be, you know, in a psych ward for 24 hours or 48 hours or something. While that may be scary in and of itself, you're not going to hurt yourself. And so it gives you that moment, right? 48 hours may feel like a long moment, but it gets you out of the danger zone. And that's what we need.
I think you're absolutely right. And it gives you that opportunity to get out of that. And also, listen, if you are a gun owner, keep them locked up, right? Yeah. These are steps. Hide the knives, do something to where you can save yourself. So keep those things locked up at bay. Yeah.
If you never tell anyone, then we don't know how to help. If you expect people to be psychic and notice, that's a failing strategy. And so you have to be able to ask for help. recently there was a client of mine whose daughter had suicidal thoughts and told her roommates, and they took her to the emergency room and they stayed with her in the hospital to be till her parents could get there. But that's what she needed. And the plan worked perfectly.
Right.
So she got through that period and she's fine now. She's getting support, but she's fine because she made it through that threshold of, you know, that space between I'm having suicidal thoughts and I'm executing it.
You know, and there are so many times, because not every incident like this is based on the stories that we just talked about. Sometimes they are based on just deep depression, feeling like there's no way out.
This is why it's so important to talk about this now, right? The overwhelm people are feeling, right? Coming back, having a new variant, just trying to reengage with life and having it out of reach. Everything's like overwhelming and frustrating and life feels uncertain.
Oh, it feels uncertain and can be very lonely for people too.
Even coming back is overwhelming for people. Like this, it's not what I'm used to. I still have to wear a mask or I'm required to do this or it's hard. Our school is very hard right now. And so this is why we want to talk about this now.
Yes. Yes. So stop, drop, and roll.
Phone a friend.
Phone a friend. Yeah. Don't do 50-50. Oh my gosh, I swear I just had this conversation. Because in that stupid game show, it was phone a friend, 50-50, and ask the audience. Whatever that... You don't know what game show I'm talking about. Okay. Somebody will tell us what game show it is, but phone a friend.
Yeah.
Seriously, phone a friend. Everybody has, there's somebody out there that can help you. And if you can't, call a hotline, call somebody. So that was, I think, a very important topic. Thank you for sharing your story, one I didn't know.
And thank you, Krista, for bringing all this up.
Oh, Krista, seriously, like the timing is truly divine for this because I don't know. I just had this feeling when all of this started to come together. I'm like, I think we need to do this. Oh, this is not like a one question from a listener, which is a very important question. We love them all, but it felt bigger. It felt there might be somebody out there who's going to hear this is really what it felt like that needed it. So I'm just going to say that. I don't know who you are, but that's what it felt like to me.
And phone a friend. Reach out.
Phone a friend. Exactly. Okay. I don't know how to end this episode on a high note. So we won't.
And this is what I'd say. Our school is hard. Like it's not just a tagline. And so we have to talk about these things to remember that it's bigger. And so the reason you make yourself vulnerable and you phone a friend and you don't care if you sound crazy, so you don't have to use a medium to come back and apologize to people for the pain you caused them.
That's it.
Boom.
You just dropped it. That was a mic drop, man. And the reason I wanted to add the story, okay, we're not ending this podcast episode yet. This is called rambling. The reason I wanted to add the story about Jack is that I want people to know that it can be, if you can fight through it, it can be better than you ever dreamed. And that is what's happening to him. That encouragement that it's really real, that it doesn't have to be like that. And I remember telling him the story of when I first met you, when you put your hand on the back behind my heart and said, it doesn't have to be this hard. And I told him that story and he wept because he knew what that meant. It didn't have to be that hard.
Doesn't have to be that hard.
No, it doesn't.
And that is why we do the podcast.
Yes, it is.
So remember, our school is hard.
Oh, Lordy, without the other side. And Brenda the Good Witch. Thank y'all. And thank you, my witchy poo. I love
thank
you. I'm glad you're still on the planet.
Me too. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Alejandra Arevalo, and our executive producer, Maya Cole Howard, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at OtherSideGuides@iHeartRadio.com. And you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think. We want to know what you know. And we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.